I received a question concerning my recent previous episode about U.S. military occupation from a young man named Max in Bonn, Germany, who seemed very surprised by what I was saying. Now I'm going to answer that question.
This is Ernest Mann, giving you insights and opinions you just won't find anywhere else.
Thank you very much for the question, Max, but I have to admit I'm equally surprised that you don't know the implications of what occupation really means, especially concerning the actual and inevitable unpleasant life realities and difficulties so many other Germans are experiencing right now as a consequence. For the rest of you out there, Max asked me this question. Hello, Ernest. My name is Max, and I am from Bonn, Germany. I am 24 years old. The United States has had military bases and personnel in Germany for as long as I can remember. I believe since the end of World War II. And I and the people I know don't really have a problem with that. They seem friendly and do not cause any problems. Plus, they bring a lot of business to the local community. They seem like friendly people. So I'm just not seeing any real problem here. Is there something I'm missing? Yes, Max, there are several somethings you're missing. So I'd like to give you my thoughts and observations on the matter in my typically pleasant and colorful manner. Whether it be an individual, a society, or nation, going along and getting along is not the same as sovereignty. Forced social acceptance of other cultures is a slave mentality, a spiritually broken mentality, and anyone who declares otherwise is being either delusional or disingenuous. That is to say, they are either mentally impaired or a fucking liar. Generally speaking, people do not develop a strong natural sense of true sovereignty and/or a national identity, a critical element for true social cohesion, as long as they are subjected by an occupying force. Because no matter how friendly or benevolent that occupying force is or has been, when or if your government leaders step out of line and fail to do the occupier's bidding, history has repeatedly shown just how quickly, and often brutally, those occupying forces will turn on that occupied society. Many people know this, or perhaps feel it on an absolutely correct, intuitive level. So based on what you asked me, Max, here's a very condensed version of just one of the many brutal historical truths of how a people and nation loses its sovereignty, and how it relates to Germany, in this case, Britain. As many people know, Britain was once an empire, and the old phrase that the sun never sets on the British Empire was once true. But what many people today don't know was that even before the First World War, and certainly by the end of the First World War, the writing was on the wall, and the age of the British Empire was basically over. Because the staggering debt of the First World War, the incredible cost of Britain maintaining its colonies, not to mention a great deal of financial malfeasance, put Britain in a very compromising position. That is to say, they were totally fucking broke. So by the time the Second World War rolled around, Britain simply didn't have a pot to piss in. For you youngins out there, that means they were totally fucking broke. But never fear. Britain's kissing cousins from across the pond, America, was there to help and offered Britain one of the sweetest financial and material deals in modern human history. At least, that's what Americans and most of the world were made to believe. It was called the Land-Lease Act. Suffice to say, in reality, the Land-Lease Act was one of the greatest swindles in modern history up to that point. And effectively, was the final nail in the coffin for the British Empire. Several British officials and economists knew this, including one of the greatest of that time, John Maynard Keynes. But they also understood there was nothing they could do about it. Britain was screwed. So in rapid succession after the end of World War II in 1945, Britain lost its colonies. But in a feeble attempt to save face, both home and abroad, the British government attempted to the best of its ability to put a humanitarian spin on it, as though they suddenly had some kind of great humanitarian fucking epiphany. The fact is, one by one, in fairly rapid succession, Britain lost its colonies because it simply could no longer afford to manage them, meaning to occupy them. Because unlike in times past, due to fierce competition, particularly from America, the cost of those colonies, even with their material output, their resources, exceeded the benefit of what those colonies were able to produce. The last major milestone in the collapse of the British Empire, although it had actually already collapsed several years before, was the turning over of the Suez Canal to Egypt in 1956. As I said, this is an extremely condensed version. There were many ins and many outs, but that's the very short of the long. What I am hoping, although admittedly grossly oversimplified, but nonetheless true, is to illustrate the signs and symptoms of what happens when a sovereign country is no longer, well, sovereign. Consider this. How many U.S. military bases are currently in the U.K.? Approximately 12. How many U.K. military bases are currently in the U.S.? None. How many U.S. military bases are currently in Germany? Approximately 40, with approximately 40,000 personnel. How many German military bases are in the U.S.? None. Are we seeing a pattern here? What this means in real terms, U.S. occupational military bases have little to do with defense, but actually everything to do with control, economic, ideological, and social control. Game, set, and fucking match. So what can be done about it, you might reasonably ask? Well, actually, Max, quite a bit, and I'd be happy to discuss that in another episode if you or anyone else out there wants to. But in the meantime, I hope I was able to answer your question as the best of my knowledge and experience would allow. So, if you found this episode informative or interesting, please consider subscribing. And if you just want to reach out to me with whatever's on your mind, you can do so by clicking on my contact link in the description below. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today. Actually, it's not all I've got for my podcast listeners only. If you care to stick around, here's a musical selection. Radiohead, Karma Police. This man talks in nights.
This is what you'll get when you mess with us. This is what